We're holding on Samach Amad Aleph, four lines from the bottom. So we're just going through the cheshbon of exactly what he does in each one of these haircuts. Okay. Taglacha Shnei B'Shlishis. So the second and the third haircuts, excuse me, he does not need Tzipor Mutzorich, the Ovid. So the birds, he did by the first haircut. So even if he was a mitzvah, he took care of the need for the birds. Okay. Ma'ika, so what does he need to address? Zilma vare mukhlet, maybe he was a mukhlet. And once he's a mukhlet, so he has to bring kabonis as a mitzvah. Sechada l'safik safrei. So he has to bring one set of kabonis because of his suffix of the days of counting. A mitzvah goes through three stages. The first stage is he's a musker, then he becomes a mukhlat, and then after he becomes tor, or after he becomes nisrap, a better word, so the mitzvah goes away, so then he does the process with the birds, and then he counts 7 days, and then he brings the karbonos of mitzvah. So now, over here, he counted more than 7 days, but since he has to get a haircut, and on the tzad that he wasn't a mitzvah, he's not allowed to cut his hair, because then the cutting the hair would be also as a nazir. So he has to wait 30 days, finish his nazirus period, and then get a haircut, and argue even if he was a nazir, he was allowed to cut his hair now. So he has to bring. So he has to bring kabbonis to address the possibility of him being a mitzvah. And v'chad al savik tumasa, and then he has to address the possibility of being a tame. So now, if he wasn't a mitzvah, he addressed the tuma issue after the first period, and after the second period, he's just a nazir. If he was a mitzvah, so the first period was for tzaras, the ripoy of the tzaras of the mukhlet. The second period is for safrei. Then the third period is he's bringing because of the possibility of being that even if he was a mitzvah, he also was a. He now is either finished his tzaras and now he's a nazir tor. Or he finished his saras, but he was also tumah. He has to bring karbanos for the tumah that he had. That's the third set will be for the possibility of either tumah or tahara. Taglachas revius, maybe carbon tahara. The taglachas revius, so the only thing he has to address is the possibility of either being a nazir of tahara now, he was really a mukhlet, and therefore the first two sets of taglachas were for the tzaras. He also was tamei, so then the third haircut was for a nazir was tamei, and now the fourth haircut is for a nazir who's tor. Okay. So what does he do? So maybe Karman Tahara, he brings a Karman Tahara. Umaslin, he makes it tonight. Okay. What does he say? The Bach takes out the word, the Vav, and makes it a Dalit. Di'ivari Nazirhu. If he was a Nazir originally, so then earlier Harishana Chayva. So the first Arla was the Kiev. If he wasn't the Mitzvah and he wasn't Tameh. So that first Arla that he brought way back when was the Arla of a Nazir. Mizun Adava, and the Arla he's bringing now was a Karban Adava. Okay. But if he Tameh Umuchlatu, but had he been Tameh Tumas Meis, and had he been a Muchlat, so then, Arla Rishon and Adava, the Arla he brought with the first haircut, that was an Adava, because he wasn't Chayv and Arla. And this Arla which he's bringing now is the Ola of Chiyuv. Mizeh Shar Kabano. And then he brings the remainder of the Karbonis of another, because he hasn't brought those yet, so he'll bring those now. Either these are the Karbonis of another, which he just finished his period of Tahara now, or he finished his period of Tahara 30 days before, after 90 days, or he finished his period of Tahara after 30 days. So the possibilities of that when he brought Karbonis after 30 days, that was the Karbonis of Tahara. He only brought an oil of that. He has to bring the remainder, so he's bringing the remainder now. Let's say he was a Mukhlut, so then days 30 and 60 were nothing to do with the Naziris yet. That was still for Tzaraas. But he wasn't Tomei, he was an Ozator, so he wasn't Tomei Tumas Meis. So day 90 was when he finished the Naziris of Tahara. Maybe he was a Mitzara, and also Tomei Meis. And so day 90 was for the Tumas Meis, so now day 120 is for the Naziris Tahara. So he brings the rest of the Karbonis of the Naziris Tahara, and he says that either these are the Chiyuv for now, or they were from 30 days back, or 90 days back. Okay. Let's catch up on the Rosh. A little bit of Rosh. Okay. The Rosh is Amarta is Amar Mar. So the phrase in the Gemara, Amarta, is to be understood like we have in other places in Shas, the phrase of Amar Mar. So we said before in the Braisa, quote, now, the Gemara says, this idea of bringing an Osham and making a Tanai, if he's Chayiv an Osham, it's an Osham. And if not, it's a Shlomim. Only Rav Shimon allows that. Rav Shimon, he d'amar b'perek ha-taruvus, he says in Masechta Zvachim, in the perek called Taruvus, or b'perek b'asur d'nido, the ma'isi osham umasni. So he brings an osham and he makes it tanai, umasni b'shlamim, and he allows it to be a possibility of a shlamim. V'lachai yisham ma'ashim ha-mayid z'man ha-chilosei, maybe kachim le-beis ha-psul. But he's bringing a shlomim, but he's only allowed to eat it in the time frame of an osham. So he's limiting the time of eating the osham / shlomim to a day and a night, the day of the hakrova and the following night. Had it been a shlomim, it would be a day, a night, and a day. So he's limiting the time of the chila of the shlomim because maybe it's an osham. So he's potentially, possibly not completing it in the time. It'll be end up being becoming something that you have to burn. So that's called being maybe kalachim the base of psul. We don't do that. So Rav Shimon is not concerned about that problem in a situation of the bringing a korban shlomim b'tanai. Maybe it's an osha. Have echad al safik safroi, echad al safik tumos. So after day 30, he brings those karbonis. Then after day 60 and after day 90, the second and third taglachas. So one of them is for the suffix of safra. If he was a mitzara, whether he was tummy or mace or not is irrelevant. First, he addresses the tzaras. So day 30 was for the mukhlut who became the srapa. Day 60 was completing the days of counting. The days of counting is 7 days, but he's going to have to wait 30 days before he completes that. So that's day 60. Now on day 90, we say either if he was a mitzara, so days 30 and 60 were for the tzaras. Now on day 90, either he's addressing tamei meis, or a possibility that he wasn't the tamei meis, and now he's addressing his series of Tahara. So on day 90, it's for the Safik Tumah. Pirish Chadda Zoyf. So he's going to bring a Chadda Zoyf al Taglacha Shniyah. He'll bring a Chadda Zoyf on day 60, by the second haircut. Havi the Safik Soif Yimei Safroi. That's how he's going to bring the Korban for the end of being a Mitzara. Safik, the days of counting of a Mitzara. And then he'll bring a chatas oif on day 90, Rishat Aglach HaShlishi is having the Suffolk Yemei Tumasa, because maybe he was Tamei Tumas Beis. So he'll bring a Chathas Oif and the Erlis Behema Lachara, and saying if he was an Ozer Tamei, here's his Chathas Oif, which can be brought in a Suffolk. If he wasn't Tamei, and this is the end of his Tahara, and he needs to bring a payment to be cut his hair, he'll bring an oilo. It'll say if he was another, this is for Tahara, this is an oilo for Tahara. If he was Tamei, it's an oilo for Tuma. So and then on day 120 he brings an oilo, and he makes a tanai that either this is the chi of oilo was earlier and this is just an adava, or the chi of oilo was not earlier and that which he brought on day 30 was an oilo nadava, and what he's bringing now is the oilo chi of, and he brings the rest of the kabbanas of an oilo. Okay, so that's that part of the calculations over here. Now Zatik Gemara. What about a situation where he was Tamei Safik Umuchlet Varai? He was Varai Muchlet. So the haircutting of the Tzaras is Doicha the Isser of Nazir. The reason until now we've been saying it can't be Doicha because it's only a Suffolk Mitzara. On the possibility that he's a Mitzara, he has a Mitzah to cut his hair. On the possibility he's not a Mitzara, he's also to cut his hair. But over here he's a Vada Mitzara. And the case is the same case as the case of the Mishnah where he became, everything happened on day one of the Naziris. So now, So in this situation he can cut his hair on the day of being this Rapa. He does the process of the tzipar of the two birds and he cuts his hair. He counts 7 days and he cuts his hair again and he brings the kabbanas of a mitzvah. Then he's allowed to eat kachim because he doesn't have to wait 30 days to cut his hair. He can cut his hair as a mitzvah vadai. That's doicha the isur nazir, and he can do this process in the time which the Torah describes it, which is over an 8-day period. Does his nisrapa, do the process of the tziparim, counts 7 days, that day can count as day one, counts 7 days, and then on day eight he brings his kabbanis of a matzara and he's allowed to kachim. Okay, so now he's finished his saras and he has to dress his naziris, but he has a suffolk tuma. So if he wasn't Tomei, finishes his saras, counts 30 days, and he finishes his naziris. The possibility was a Tomei Mace, so he should theoretically do the process of Tahara of a Tomei Mace, bring his Kabbalah of a Tomei Mace, and then start a naziris of 30 days. But he can't do that, because if he's not Tomei, he's also cut his hair. So he has to wait till 30 more days before he can cut his hair and say, well, maybe it was because of Tumah, maybe it was because of Tahara. Then do another 3 days and say, if it was Tahara before, this was nothing. If it was Tumah before, it was for the Nazir who was a Tumah Mace, and that was the first haircut. Now, only after that did he start his Naziris Tahara, and this is the end of his Naziris Tahara. So he's going to need another 60 days to complete the process of being a Nazir and be allowed to be Shosu Yayin at the time of the Mason. So that's only going to happen Lacha Shishim B'Shiva Yomim. So the total will be 7 days because of the Tzaras, and then 60 days because of the two possibilities of the Ziris. So only 67 days total. What about Muchlet Sofik B'Tomei Vadek? So So what about that? She's Vali Tomei. So so in that situation, he just needs the 7 days of Tahara of a Tomei. He cuts his hair and he cuts his hair and starts his potential Naziris of Tahara. But also, it's possible that he's a Mitzara. And if he's a Mitzara, that doesn't count for Naziris Tahara. So he has to address the Naziris Tahara process. So, he has to wait 30 days before he can get his next haircut, because he was Vali Tomei, so that had to be processed before he can start his Naziris Tahara. Maybe he's a bit, but now maybe he's starting Taharas in the series of Tahara. Maybe he's addressing his Saras. But see, he can't cut his hair during the 30 days because maybe he wasn't a Mitzara and therefore he's an Elzer and he can't cut his hair. So he has to wait till 30 more days before he cuts his, gets his second haircut.
So we're seeing here that he gets a haircut for the Nazir Tameh first. That in this instance, the tumah is addressed first before the tzara.
So no, see, he can actually, that haircut, the Moore is going to say that haircut can do double duty. For bringing the haircut of the end of at the end of Ripui of Tzaras, that haircut can work for that. So he can, in day 7, he can bring the kabbalas of another tome, so that's true, and also the tziparim of a mitzara mochel who is nisrapa. He waits 30 days, and if he was a mitzara, this is now the kabbalas of a mitzara b'meisafra, the end of the meisafra. If he wasn't, this is Kabbalah Ibn Nazir, who's Torah. So day 37, he'll bring he'll have brought Kabbalah's Tumah of Ibn Nazir beforehand. He'll have done Tziparim beforehand. And now he will address either Naziris Tahara or the end of the process of being Matara Matara. So he can eat Kachim after day 37.
So that means that a 7-day period, the story, which he needs for Chazayah Shlishi or Shvi'i,
right,
also is serving. If it happens that he is also in the Tzarapa at that period of time,
if he had Tzaras and Tzaras and Tzarapa, so that doesn't really need any counting. So the 7 days are not relevant to it. The only thing which it needs is Tziparim and a haircut. So that haircut is able to do double duty. The haircut of the end of Menosha Tomei, which is to remove the hair of Menosha Tomei,
right,
and that of Nisarva, which is his drop, that haircut counts for both.
So this is the first time we've seen that it actually
counting for both.
Both, as opposed to maybe this or maybe that.
Right.
No, for sure. Which.
Correct.
Thank you.
So now, so the next 30 days will allow him to count and get a second haircut of a Mitzara or of a Nazir Torah. So he can eat Kachim after 37 days, but he can't, on the possibility he was a Mitzara, so that's only the end of the Tzaras, and now he has to count the Zeris Taharas. He can't drink wine with Tamil Mesim until 30 days after that. So the Kachim Lacher Shoshim Meshiba Yamim, Shoshim Yanim, Tamil Mesim Lacher Shibim. Barboy Yamim. One second, why is that?
Mm-hmm. another 7 days in there somewhere.
So, so it's not really correct. Not really correct that you can use the haircut for both. So use the haircut works for both in the form of a mimonah shav. So on the possibility he really was a mitzara, we're going to say that really the haircut after day seven was for a tsaras of the nisrape. Day 37 was from the mitzara, which finished the process. He goes 7 more days and he cuts his hair again. So that's day 44 for tuma. And then 30 days takes you to day 74, and he finishes in Zeris of Tahara.
So he's tummy,
we address the Tsaras first.
So by getting a haircut at the end of 7 days.
So if he wasn't the Mitzara, that was the haircut of Tuma.
Yes.
And he brings a Kathas Oif. He brings a Chatas Oif. And then day 37 was the end of Tahara.
Yes.
And the possibility was a Mitzara. The haircut of day 7 was the haircut of the Mitzara Shenis Rapa.
Yes.
He does the Tziparim.
Mm-hmm.
Day 37 is the haircut of the end of the Mesaf, right?
Yes.
Day 44 is the haircut now of a Nozer who's Tommy Mace.
Let's talk about that. If he was a Mitzvah, if that suffix ends up being if he was a Mitzvah, then that 7 day period, the second 7 day period, is clearly for the tumor.
Correct.
If he was not a Mitzvah, then the first 7 day period was for the tumor.
And he finishes the zeros on day 37, and now he's just getting a haircut.
And now he's just getting a haircut.
Middle and lower.
Very good.
So then in day 74, he finishes this whole process, and it's Sher Siyam Tam Lamesim after Shiva Marbo Yomit.
So in that case, the second 37 days are purely due to the suffering.
Correct. Tomei vade umuchlet vade. Let's say everything was vade. So then, we should have said this case first. Like, what would be the actual normal process which would happen had everything been vade? So, ohu b'kachim lachar shmona yamin. So, he takes a haircut immediately because he's in tzara. Who's in tzara? Counts does the tzipara. Counts 7 days. Brings the kabbonis of a mitzara. And now he and day 8 he brings the kabbonis of a mitzara. He can catch him. Now he dresses his tuma. So 7 days later, he does the process of the tara of a tamei mace. He brings the kabbonis of a nazir tamei. Cuts his hair, and then he counts 30 more days. So day 8, well, it counts as day 1 for that. So day 14, he finishes the process of Nozer Mitzara, Nozer Tommy Mace, and then on day 44, Yishas Yamit Tommy Mace, and Lacher Arboy Varboy Yamit.
So did we just.
A tome mace. So, so really, he could do the process of the tahara.
The church for the
He could do the process of the Paraduma in the first 7 days. But there's a lacha that he needs 7 days, but the haircut doesn't, it's not the haircut of a Nazir Tomei. So he has to grow his hair, but you see from the Din HaTorah, the hair growth that he needs to be able to cut for a haircut for a Nazir Tomei is 7 days worth. That's what so he can eat kachim after day seven because he already did the process of the Paraduma during the first 7 days. But he's not yotze his haircut of a Nazir Tomei until 14 days. Another 7 days. Because the haircut that he did for the Matzara doesn't count for Nazir Tomei. So he has to count another 7 days, get another haircut, which is haircut number 3. Got haircut on day 1 and day 7, 8. Then day 14, and then he counts 30 days and he finishes the Naziris. Let's see the rush. Sovik Tomei Muklet Varai. Ugh, Bakachim Lacher Kesyam. If he's Sovik Tomei Zavari Muklet, so he can eat Kachim after 8 days. Kiyoim Rishon and Zirusoi, everything happened day one. So Megaleach the Chaluta, he's able to cut his haircut for the Saras, which is in his rapid. Vieshi Meklusa Olo Zanyam. He sits. He has. Torah describes the next step of the process that he sits outside of his tent for 7 days. Rimazayin Megaleach Pambeis. Then he cuts his hair again on day 7. Ubeches Meiver Kamenoisa Babayim Vechel Bekachim Miyat. So the Mechusa Kapara of a Mitzara waits till the next morning after he cuts his hair on day 7. Waits the morning of day 8. Brings his Kabonis and he's ready. He can eat. He can eat Kachim. If I had to come right, la'acher chesyamim is lavdafka. It doesn't mean after 8 days, because really in day 8 already you could eat kachim. That's not after 8 days, it's on the 8th day. Okay, now, so that takes care of the vadei mukhlet, but he has a suffix tome. He counts 30 days, but yom ha'ches min minyan, but day 8 is also day 1. And then on day 31 of that, Yigaleach, he cuts his hair. The Kimish and Itami Tsaratoi, once he's taken away the Tsaras, which allowed him to get his haircuts earlier without any waiting, because he's Vari Matsara, but now he's a Suffolk. So, Enemagaleach, El Ayyam Lamad Aleph, Kishar Nazirim, he has to wait till day 31 but as a Nazir. But that will not allow him to drink wine yet. The Sheman Nazir Tomei Hoya, because maybe he was a Tomei Yom Lamed Aleph. That day 31, Shu Yom Lamed Ches Nizin Rusa, which was day 38 of this, the whole total. Olu Lo the Nazir is Tahara.
I'm
sorry. Earl of the Nazir is Tahara. That would be to dress as possibility of being a Nazir Tor. It's also a possibility of being a Nazir Tomei. And therefore, he has to do another Nazir again after that. That he has to wait another 30 days and day 31 cut his hair. Shu Samach Chesel in his Yerusha. Which is day 68. It says after 67 days, which means in day 68. which means not on day 67, but on day 68. Okay, what about Muklat Sav and Gatame Vadai? The Me'achar Shein Muklat Vadai, Yevshalo Legalech Miyad, can't cut his hair right away because maybe he's not a Matzara. He does the process of Tahara from Tumas Mace. And he cuts his hair on day 8. Maybe Karban Nazir Tomei. And maybe Tziparim, the Savak Chalutai. So he does the process of another tamei became tor. He also does the process of the tziparim and mitzar who is nisrap. But now he has to cut his hair a second time as a mitzar, but he can't do that because maybe he wasn't a mitzar and now he's a nazir. The shemer lav muklatu. Therefore, Ubi Yer Malamed, the Hanal Lamed Zion is Yerusay, Megaleach. So he cuts his hair now on day 37. The Kimon Yeshalov Savik Saras, Megaleach, Ubi Yer Malamed, Kidprash Yaleo. So now he cuts his hair on day 30. The next day, Yavi Erlis Behema, the suffering Naziris Tahara. So he has to bring a korban for Naziris Tahara. He's able to, now eat kachim. Okay. Now, B'shem Muchlutu, maybe it was really was a mitzvah. V'havin Hanach Beis Haglachos L'Chalutoi U'L'Safroi. So the two haircuts so far were for Chalutoi and Safroi. Therefore, L'Soif Zayin Yomim Yigaleach Gimul L'Tumasoi. He has another. He gets a third haircut for Tumas Meis. V'yom L'Melches Eloloi L'Minyan Hashiva. Change of the gears to the Shiva. So day 38 counts as day 1 of those 7 days. And then on day 8 of that, Yasko Limus Niziris Tahara, Megalech Yerim Lamed Aleph, and then he waits to day 31 and cuts his hair. Right on the cover is Shasi Yayim, Tamil Mason, Lacher, Ayin Dalad Yamin. So he needs 30, day 38 is day 1, so then 7 days takes him to day 44, cuts his hair on day 44, and day 45, he starts counting 30 days, that takes him to day 74, and then day 75, so day that's 74, and day 75 is day 31, so that's the loss of La'akar after 74 days, so on day 75. Tell me about the Muchlet Vadai, Ochel Bekachim La'akar Ches Yomim, Yikim and Shu Muchlet Vadai, since he's a Vadai Yimitzara, Galeach B'yom Ha'alef, B'yom Ha'zayin, so he, so on day 1 he does the he addresses the first haircut of the Matzara. Day 7 maybe the gears over here on this side you go lay taklach shniya and cuts his haircut a second time on day 7. Then he brings the Kabbalah of Matzara on day 8. So after 7 days, on the 8th day, he's able to eat kachin now. Then he counts 7 more days. He cuts the haircut for Nozer Tomei. Then he starts counting his 30 days, and he cuts his hair on day 31. So that the math then takes you to day 1. Day 7, he starts the 7 days. So that's 7, that's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. He cuts his hair on day 14. On day 15, he starts counting his 30 days. So that takes you till day 44. And day 45, because he knows to wait till day 31 to bring the kavanas and cut his hairs. And day 30, and day 45, so that's after 44 days, he shows the Adam a time on the mace. Okay.